You are away, you people! You are away! I see it! You are away! You live in the sun, you must be away! Yes, I live in the sun too when I was in Papua New Guinea. It rained from time to time, but it was beautiful sunshine too. Lots of time. Hello, Laro!
Hello.
You where?
Hello, Xavier!
You where, Laro?
I am well.
I've been watching you from afar.
Thank you.
When they've been in England, I've been transmuting. What you call it? Commuting! Yeah, I've been commuting across the ocean to see you.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's why I'm so
You are well, Roger!
Yes.
Good.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, we are very happy to come.
Make sure you come by April 29th, last Sunday in April.
Last Sunday in April. But what? When that Sunday?
Celebration Center, Metaphysical Society.
Oh, you give me location now. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I tried to be there then, right here for you.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you are beautiful people.
Thank you.
You got to realize I got my rose spectacles glasses on, but you are all beautiful people.
Davy
said that was naughty. But she can talk, hey, what she got up to.
Yeah. Lovey, what did you do in New Guinea? What did you do?
As little as possible, Larry. Little as possible. I looked after all my wives.
Oh,
and they looked after me. I had to do some hunting and some getting of the food for them and my family and my friends. If you had been in Papua New Guinea in my village, all of you, I would have gone and got the nice, big, fat, juicy grubs for you. Yes, they were a delicacy. You knew who your friends were when they gave them to you. Yeah. 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 You've been traveling back and forth, Raja. I've seen you going back and forth.
China.
Yes. Yes, beautiful place.
Three times.
But we must not say that beautiful place too much because he'd get too big headed there. Davy, I mean, hey, you know. You see. Davy, you see, it's a beautiful place. But Papua New Guinea, you know, is a beautiful place. Anyone been to Papua New Guinea? Or you need to go there sometime. It's got crocodiles, you know. Okay. If you go to a certain place, it's got crocodiles. They greet you with a grin, yes. ever hopeful. Yeah.
Oh, some of us may have had a past life in New Guinea.
Yeah, I think you have, Gordon. I think you have.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you like the crocodiles when you were there last?
Probably.
Well, I'm sure they liked you.
It's delicious.
Yeah, yeah. They got an innate tendency to like anything that walks or runs or crawls. Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever have an encounter with a crocodile?
No. I stay clear of them. I stay clear of them. Because they look at you and they think, next lunch. I got crocodiles up here though, you know. I got lots of crocodiles up here I look after. Yeah, they're my big friends now because they grin at you still, but they don't mean that they want to eat you.
Are they crocodiles in spirit?
Yeah, they're beautiful creatures. Yeah. You can get real up close, Gordon. You can pat them on their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it fishing good in spirit?
No, you must not fish, my friend. You must not fish.
No, can fish in spirit?
No, you must not fish. No, the fish have a way of getting back at you.
Oh, there they get back at you.
They just look at you. They just look at you, my friend. They don't hold no grudges, you know, because they know you all have to eat. But when you're in spirit, you cannot fish there. They enjoy life, like you are enjoying life. Don't need to eat no fish or no other food. You live off the light, you see. You just live off the light.
Can't you imagine food?
I
You can't imagine food you want to. That's going to cause you misery, God. Because you can't have, you can't have none. So you just create karma for yourself. Of misery, because you want it and you can't have it. And you know what that feels like, God, yeah? You want something when you can't have it. That don't make you feel too good. Yeah, I know I got to go. I know I got to go. My beautiful friend, I speak to you again sometime, I hope.
One lady has a question here, Pam. One more question.
Can I ask one question before you go?
Yeah, my friend, okay. Pam, you can ask the question.
Okay, you know the way everybody has a spirit guide?
Yeah, everyone has a spirit guide.
Right.
Or guides.
Guides, right. And some people, like, they see, they get guides from their dreams or they see it some other way.
Yeah.
Does everybody have their own way of relating to their guide? Like, is it an individual thing? Like, how do you access knowledge from your guides?
You often become aware of guide in different ways, my friend. This is an individual thing, like you say, although principles are same, yes? Uh-huh. But sometimes people sense their guide. Sometimes people see their guide clairvoyantly. Sometimes people hear the guide. Sometimes people are just aware of something, a message, a feeling, which conveys to them something that the guide wishes to convey. So my friend, what you must do is you must try to be aware of your guide in the way he tries or she tries to connect with you. If you watch out for it, you start to be sensitive to it. It's like what Laro said earlier on, deceivani. If you practice hard enough, yes? You'll find the way of connecting with your guide.
Okay.
And you'll find best way for you. Some of you are best to work through clairvoyance. Some of you best work through clairaudience. Some of you best work through clairsentience. Some of you just work in a more indistinct way. But you find your own way, my friend. Sometimes you find you feel your guide approach from certain direction and you get to know them. So you just experiment, my friend. You find that the guy tried to work with you. You meet them halfway. They try to work with you.
Okay.
And you become more aware of them. You all have faith, my friends. You all have hope. That is half the battle, my friends. For you have belief in us. And you have faith in us. That makes it much easier, my friends, for us to connect with you. There are so many skeptics in your world of today. But you have faith, and this makes it so much easier. I must go now, my friends. There are people waiting to work with Laro. Goodbye, my friends.
Goodbye now.
My beautiful friends.
Thank you for
there are hundreds of people here present, my friend. Hundreds of us present.
Yeah.
Goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye.
May the golden sun light all your days, and the silver moon light all your nights. Happy hearts, easy minds, my beautiful friends.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.